Ladies and gentlemen, it's Lieutenant Phillips. We're ready to begin when you are, sir.
Hello, everyone. This is Lieutenant General Dave Byther. I'm the commander of United States Marine Corps Forces Central Command in Tampa. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We got you loud and clear.
Okay. Well, welcome, everyone. Sorry we started a few minutes late, but I welcome you to this discussion. As I said, I'm the commander of United States Marine Corps Forces in the Central Command region. My headquarters is here in Tampa, Florida, adjacent to the CENTCOM headquarters, and I'm pleased to be able to speak with you this afternoon. My role is as a service-level component within the CENTCOM structure, and I essentially work between two four-star headquarters, Headquarters Marine Corps, General Neller being the commandant, and Headquarters U.S. Central Command, General Votel being the commander there, to ensure that those forces that are provided by the Marine Corps into the region are optimized to meet General Votel's needs and aims in the Central Command region. And I think that you all are tracking that the CENTCOM AOR remains a combat theater and that our top priority as CENTCOM, as MARCENT, as a Marine, is to support the Marines and sailors directly involved in Operation Inherent Resolve. That includes our special purpose MAGTAF, our special purpose Marine Air Ground Task Force there for crisis response, the Marine Expeditionary Forces in the form of Marine Expeditionary Units that are ship-based, our advise assist teams, our local security teams, and also those Marines and sailors supporting the Resolute Support Mission in Afghanistan, a big part of which currently is a 60-man Georgia liaison team that works with the Georgians providing security at Bagram Air Force Base. As a request of U.S. Forces Afghanistan, US-4A, and CENTCOM, the Marine Corps has been tasked to deploy approximately 300 Marines into Helmand Province, Afghanistan, this spring. We're calling that force Task Force Southwest, made up of Marines from the 2MEF Expeditionary Force at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, and led by Brigadier General Roger Turner. He'll speak to you a little bit later. He's in the process of training those Marines so that they can train and advise key leaders in the Afghan National Army, the 215th Corps, and the Afghan National Police Force, the 505th Zone, to further optimize their capabilities in that region that Marines are so familiar with. As you're aware, Marines being deployed to Afghanistan or Helmand Province is not new. As a Marine Corps, we've conducted combat operations against insurgents in Sangin, Marja, Musa Qala, and Nowzad. And the history of this really began in 2001 with our invasion led by about 1,000 Marines that deployed into Helmand from Navy vessels off the coast of Pakistan. In 2008, we returned again and then redeployed back to home stations when our combat mission there ended in 2014. The Afghan people and their security forces continue to make tremendous sacrifices in defenses of their country. However, Afghanistan remains a dangerous and dynamic environment, and our aim by training and advising the Afghan forces is to preserve and build upon the gains they have made together with us in the Helmand Province. Marines will face risk in this new assignment, this new deployment to Helmand, and it reflects our enduring commitment to the people of Afghanistan to ensure their country's stability and economic viability. I think that you know that CENTCOM is the most operationally persistent and demanding region on the globe, that this deployment of Marines to Helmand not only directly impacts the security and stability of Afghanistan, but the wider CENTCOM region, and our national security interests are certainly involved. I'm going to turn it over now to Brigadier General Roger Turner for his comments. Thank you for being a part of this discussion this afternoon. Over to you, Roger.
Oh, thank you, sir. All right. Well, good afternoon. Thanks for being here. What I'm going to do is just kind of issue just a quick prepared statement, and I think we can open up to questions from there. So as General Byther said, my name is Brigadier General Roger Turner. I am the commanding general of Task Force Southwest. And as General Byther discussed, in 2014, the Marines' combat mission in Helmand came to end. However, that did not stop our support to our partners in Afghanistan. So since January of 2015, the Afghan National Defense and Security Forces have maintained responsibility for security throughout their country. At the request of the Afghan National Unity Government, the conditions-based Resolute Support Mission has provided training, advice, and assistance to allow Afghanistan to continue to build professionally trained, well-equipped defense and security forces. As we've already discussed, the Marine Corps has provided sailors and Marines in support of the Georgia liaison team at Bagram Air Force Base over the past year. While the Afghan Defense and Security Forces continue to develop and make progress, challenges and capability gaps persist, and they continue to need international support. So at the request of U.S. Central Command and U.S. Forces Afghanistan, approximately 300 Marines will deploy to the Helmand Province in the spring of 2017. Task Force Southwest, comprised of Marines from the 2nd Marine Expeditionary Force, will train, advise, and assist key leaders within the Afghan National Army's 215th Corps and 505th Police Zone. As you all know, the Marine Corps has a deep operational history in Afghanistan, particularly in the Helmand Province. Advising and assisting Afghan defense and security forces will assist us in preserving the gains that we made with our Afghan partners. The new deployment of Marines to Helmand reflects our enduring commitment to the people of Afghanistan, and the Marines are really excited to have this opportunity to conduct this mission. So with that, I'll turn it over to questions.
If you all don't mind just announcing yourself for the purpose of the transcript, that'd be great.
Okay.
Yes.
Tammy McCormick, CBS News. What specifically do you see as some of the challenges and lack of capabilities that they have at this point that you're going in to address, and how is your training going on right now addressing that?
Yeah, good question. So the first thing to focus on is we're really advising at the core level and the police zone, which are, you know, fairly high level Afghan organizations. So, you know, as you know from our previous times here, we were advising it all the way down to the very lowest level. So we're really at that highest level. The challenges that they have are really in intel operations, integration, logistics, sustainment of their forces, administration, and things like that. So a lot of our effort will be on kind of that higher level advising, kind of at the core level, to teach the Afghans to be able to operate and sustain it at that kind of a level of a force. And so to get after that, the advisors that have been sourced against us are pretty high. It's a pretty senior force because we need to kind of marry up with our Afghan partners in a similar fashion. So when TUMEF has sourced this, they've sourced people with specific expertise in these areas to be able to, and they understand those functions inside of the Marine Corps, and then we're kind of working the training so they understand the Afghan systems, and then they can plug in effectively at that level. So that'll be a big part of what we do is advising at that level and then having the resident expertise to be able to provide that to the Afghans.
Will any Marines actually go out with them on missions? Are you expecting that?
I don't want to get too much into the way our authorities are laid out, what we can and can't do. I don't want to comment too specifically on that. But we have the ability to go places where we need to go and to advise and plug in with the Afghans when required.
Very nice.
Sure. Thank you. Dan Lamont, Washington Post. Just a couple partly composition details and sort of housekeeping issues. Would you anticipate you're operating out of the old Camp Weatherneck as sort of your main hub?
Yeah, I think we can. Say that it's part of the Camp Weatherneck complex. It's one of our areas we'll be operating.
Okay. Would you anticipate that your force is ripping with the existing Army unit that's down there, or is this an addition to?
No, we will be replacing Task Force Forge, which is an Army unit that's there, and we've been over a couple of times to conduct, you know, turnover activities with them, and they're really doing fine work there. The Task Force Forge unit that's been there, so we'll be replacing them, and so we will be bringing some unique capabilities to the to add to the capability there. And then, and we'll actually, we'll be bringing more advisors, because this is really part of, this is really part of the increase in advisor capability across Afghanistan. So this unit that we're being sourced, that we're kind of purpose-built to conduct that sort of operation, it's all coming from the same place. It's all coming from TUMEF, both the advisors and the security and the other forces and capabilities. So, so we're going to be able to kind of train and bring a cohesive unit that's purpose-built to conduct the mission. And then we'll relieve Task Force Forge.
You all typically deploy as a MAGTAF. How would you say the composition of your unit varies from Forge?
I don't want to get into specifics on it, but it's not really a MAGTAF. So it's but it's really purpose built, specifically tailored to conduct this mission. So to divide, there's a group that advises the 215th Corps. There's a group that advises the 505th Zone, and then there's a headquarters, and then there's other pieces to it that that kind of compose the overall task force.
Thank you.
Courtney Cuby with NBC News. I have one for you and one for General Beidler as well. Actually, one quick follow-up. You said that it's going to be part of Leatherneck. So will there be the 300 Marines will be based at different locations? What can you? Will they even be out actually living with the Afghans that they're training?
No. The forces will be at various locations inside Helmand Province, but I don't want to get into specific locations.
Will part of Leatherneck, will the U.S. actually take part of that back, or will it continue? Because it's an Afghan installation now, so.
Right. It remains their, it's their installation, and so we've transferred it to them, so we operate now inside of an Afghan facility.
And then if I could actually ask both of you, General Beidler, it's Courtney Cuby with NBC News. Can you just talk a little bit about sort of the symbolism of this, the Marines leaving in October of 2014, you know, when the mission was supposed to be changing to in early 2015. What is the symbolic nature of this this announcement that Marines are going back to Helmand 2 years later?
Hey, Courtney, thanks for the question. I don't think that there's any symbology here. Marines are ready to do whatever we're asked to do. This was a mission that came up. We were ready to assist with it. We'll continue to work very closely with our Army counterparts there who will continue to do missions just like this. But I wouldn't read into this from a symbolic standpoint. This is a mission we've always been ready for, and it just so happened that it turned up right now, and we were ready, and we're going.
And do you expect this to be a continuing mission, as in once this first, the task force will continue to be sourced over a matter of several years, or is this a one-time, one deployment?
I don't believe it's a one-time, one deployment. We will do this mission as long as we're required. We're preparing for that right now, but I anticipate that we'll be doing this for a little while.
Thank you.
Ben Kessling from the Wall Street Journal. How many of the Marines that are being deployed are combat arms, and are, say, artillery, are they bringing their own guns with them? And will there be, as the terminology was used in Iraq, force protection, fire support missions?
Yeah, I don't want to get into the specifics of the composition, but I mean, I think it's safe to say we're bringing, I'd say over half of that crew is got previous experience in the Helmand Province. Many of them multiple tours, and I think that's going to be a real combat multiplier for us, because the relationships that we had that we over our time there from 2008 to 14, I mean, some of those are really, really strong bonds with the Afghan, not only the Afghan security forces, but also the elders and a lot of the people in the population, governors and the like. So I think we're going to be able to leverage that to a lot of success, our understanding of the human terrain over there, understanding the tribal relationships and things like that. And so I'd say over half of the folks that we have have been there before and have those relationships all over the Helmand Province. And I think there's going to be a real synergy in that. And so in fact we went back there on a site survey in October, and we saw a lot of, you know, a lot of our old friends and like, both, you know, in the security forces and the population and like. And so they were all, you know, really glad to see us and really, really, really pleased. We didn't tell them at the time we were coming back there, but it is good to see our old friends, and you know, these are folks that we fought alongside and we fought with and we bled with, and we think we can there'll be a real synergy in reestablishing those relationships.
And can you say which regiments or battalions the majority of the advisors are coming from?
I would say I think we could. The 6th Marine Regiment will form the nucleus of the headquarters. And then the rest of the advisors come from across the Marine Expeditionary Force because, like I said earlier, it's a lot of very specific, you know, we're trying to shoot for really high-level advisors, so we wanted to find people. If you're going to be a, you know, if you're going to be an intel advisor for an Afghan corps, you ought to, you know, it's not going to be a second lieutenant that does that. So we had to pull, you know, very senior Marines in all functional areas to be able to match up with their counterparts and really provide a level of expertise. Because the Afghans have made some, you know, some good progress in a lot of these areas, and they are doing some fairly complex intel operations, integration, air integration, and things like that. So it's not a simplistic mission. I mean, really, they have gotten to a point where our level of advising needs to be pretty sophisticated to match, you know, where their capabilities are.
Is the fact that the force that's going is more senior, is that one of the reasons that there's a one-star leading this task force? I mean, a 300-person task force would often be a colonel, an 06. Is that one of the reasons that it's a more senior person, you?
Yeah, I'm not sure the specific reason. I think what they wanted to do was to match up with the TAC structure. So
on the Afghan side?
No, on the U.S., the NATO side, really. So you have Train, Advise, and Assist Command, East, South, and so the one stars are reporting directly to Commander of Resolute Support, and then we have a certain authorities delegated to us that we'll be able to exercise at the more local level. So it's a more decentralized model with reach back into Kabul.
Okay.
We have Andrew DeGrandpreis on the line from Marine Corps Times. Andy, did you want to go ahead and ask your question?
Yeah, thanks a lot, everybody. General, it's good to be with you. I'm hoping you can talk a little bit about the security environment throughout Helmand Province. Your Marines are going to be going into a pretty complex situation. Is that not true?
Yeah, no, I think that's true, Andy, I can't get into the specifics there. I'd have to defer you to US-4A to talk the specifics of the actual situation that's going on the ground. But we're viewing this as a high risk mission that really requires training that is going to, you know, ensure that our Marines are capable of countering full spectrum threat. And so we're not in any way viewing this as a non-combat mission or anything to take lightly. So we're following the situation closely. We think it's a high risk mission, and we're going to make sure that the training is and the force protection is commensurate with that threat.
Thanks. And briefly, you mentioned the Georgians at the outset of this conversation. Are the 300 Marines part of this Task Force Southwest going to have much interaction with them as well?
No, as far as I understand, those Marines will continue to work with the Georgians at Bagram, and then this mission will be in Helmand, so we'll be separated by a great distance.
Okay. Thank you all. Is there any burning questions that you have?
A couple, just quick follows. 9 months deployment?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what we anticipate right now is going for 9 months.
And how long is the training for this mission?
We're going to get about a 4 or 5 month training. So the task force has been formed, and we've already been conducting training. So we're in full swing now, preparing for this. And Yeah, so like I said with Andy's question, we're gonna we're treating this as a high risk mission, and we're gonna be ready to counter anything we might see out there.
You know, you've got Marines that have done multiple deployments there.
Yeah, I mean all that requires requires to retrain and kind of refresh all of those skills, and then we have a lot of folks that that haven't served in combat before. So we've built a team. We have a cohesive team, cohesive training plan. We can kind of work them through that.
That will happen at Lejeune, or
yes.
You doing anything else between that fall?
No, we don't plan to.
Can I ask just one more, like, big picture question?
Sure.
Can you just explain sort of why it is that this mission is changing to the Marines? That's the one thing I still don't quite understand. Is it a sourcing thing that the Army didn't have, or what is it? I guess I just don't see any new capability, with all due respect, is some different capability or something.
Yeah, I don't really sure. I'm not really sure what drove the ask. So, because like I said, Task Force Forge that's over there is doing they're doing fine work, and so I think the Marine Corps was asked by US4A if we could do this, and we said we could, and so we're kind of cracking on with it, but I'm not really sure what the need was beyond that.
Fall under tax out.
No, we'll be an independent task force with that'll report directly to Commander Resolute Support. Like I said, it's a good mission. I think from for the service and for the Marines. I mean, a lot of us have served there before, and we have a lot of blood, sweat, and tears invested in Helmand. So I think a lot of the Marines are really, really excited about this opportunity to go back and to work again with our Afghan partners and to improve their capabilities and get the situation in a better place.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
General Beidler, thank you very much for your time, sir.
Thank you.